But as women, we really want to be desired, cherished, and adored. And those really all mean the same thing, basically. But yet they just take love a little bit further, and we all want them, but we never ask for it.
I am Shelly, your host. For all my new listeners out there and for my returning listeners, thank you. I really am appreciative of all your support. This is sort of a bonus episode, an impromptu episode, I think you could say. Leanne Bennett and I did a Facebook Live in the group, and after much technical difficulties, we finally got it straightened out. Leanne has been a guest on my podcast before. She is the owner of Third Quarter Life. And this episode, we talk about unsucking your love life, getting the romance, keeping the romance. It was just a fun conversation. And even with some of the technical difficulties, I think it was just still such a good episode. So here is my conversation with Leanne. Unsucking your love life.
Yeah.
Let's chat about that.
Okay, let's do. So what happened was, I love my third quarter life people. And you know how this whole thing goes. You're trying to find your niche, trying to find your place in the world. You know, what is it that really rings your bells, right? I had tried different, you know, I was looking at the health thing, was looking at the weight loss thing, looking at even careers, you know, all of this stuff, and just kind of give them a little nudge and see where I was going to land. And then the relationship door kind of opened up. Somebody started asking me questions about it. I was coaching some other people through some of the relationships they were going through. It just fit. And I thought, Leanne, you have been, and we talked about this the last time we talked, Shelly, is that, you know, that I have been through relationship drama, you know, was married for 24 years and then did the crazy online dating thing for a while. And now I'm remarried. And I thought, wouldn't that be fun? Just kind of package it all up, because people are in different stages of where they are in relationships. But one of the denominators that I see that's real common for those of us in this third quarter of life is putting romance at the back burner. We put it off and put everything else in front of it. It's like, okay, you know what? I'll worry about that later. Let me wait till I retire. Let's get the kids out of the house. Let's, you know, get the promotion, whatever it is. So many things. Let me lose 50 pounds. Let me lose 10 pounds. Then I'll do something about my romance or something about my love life. And I just kept hearing that over and over. And I thought, yeah, you know what? We've got to stop. We've got to put romance, make it a priority, put it at the top of the list. And so that's when I came up with the title that's actually the longer title is, If I've Got It All Together, Why Does My Love Life Suck?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's, yeah, so that's the long version. That's my 90-day program, is that whole thing. Because that's where we are. These ladies who have their careers, they've got everything, but either they're in a relationship that's probably gone on way too long. They should have left years ago, but just didn't have the time or the energy to do so. Or they're not giving up on it yet, but just need some guidance on what to do to feel like the romance, to feel like they're in love again. You know, some of that stuff just needs kind of be fluffed enough. I think about throwing the pillows in the dryer and then fluffing them up again, you know. So sometimes you just need to get it and shake it, you know, let's fluff it up. And then you've got, of course, the whole single scene, you know, with those of us who have been divorced and don't want to do the online thing. They don't want to put themselves out there, you know, but yeah, they don't want to meet any people too. And this morning, in fact, my little videotape that I did for my group was on changes, because it's so funny. And Shelly, tell me if you relate to this or not, is that we want our lives to change. We want them to be different, but we don't want to be the ones to make the changes, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
I want something different, but I don't want to put any energy into it. You know, if I could just wake up and it'll be, ta-da, here's my new life.
I was going to ask, because I'm just like gotten lazy. I'm tired. 57. I'm just tired of, like, I'm not married to Steve. Steve and I met actually 7 years ago, a couple days ago. On the 8th or something. Okay. And I just flat out Yeah. And I just told him, I said, you know, if our relationship becomes work or I have to work at this, I'm out of here because, you know, I don't know if it's, I'm afraid to change, or it's like you just said, just the energy that you have to put into things, basically.
I totally get that. And I would just, funny, because I had told Andrew the same thing. I'm like, you know what, before we got, because we lived together for several years. And of course, I had never done that before. And I was like, I really like this. I don't know if I want to jump in to the whole getting married thing. And we did, of course, for several different reasons. But that's the thing. I mean, nowadays, everybody's at different places. I don't think there's anything wrong with keeping that door open sometimes, you know, if that's where you are. I think you're exactly right. We get tired. And one of my things is I'm trying to say, like, to put it, the romance at the top, making it a top priority, because we're like, I got so much else to do. It's not that big a deal. I'll do it when I'm, you know, feel better, when I want to, but it's not going to happen if we don't make it as important as everything else, you know? And we say, oh, well, I really don't need that. But then we just start beating up on ourselves. What's up?
Well, so let me ask you this question. This just popped into my head. So hopefully Steve doesn't stalk me on the internet. But, anyway, so now let's say you've been in a relationship for a while, mm-hmm. and you know, you fall into this rut, and you look over and your significant other, your husband or whatever, is sitting on the couch in his underwear snoring. And you're like, mm-hmm. how do you get the romance back when, you know, you just become so comfortable. Like I said, he's over there on the couch in his underwear snoring. And you're thinking, that's so yes. not romantic. He's going to kill me.
No! I'm sorry. We've all been there, okay?
I'm sure he looks at me, too, with my hair up on top of my head and my pajamas for 3 days and thinking, man, that's so not sexy. So,
yes.
And I laugh, but I think the point of that is, we become so comfortable in relationships that we are totally ourselves, and pajamas and snoring is something that may be not the root of the problem, but something we need to look at in conjunction with other things. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes, it does. And that's exactly what I teach, or what I coach on too, is because when we start, we become aware of it, and we just assume that men, because men are not going to think of those things, but chances are he's been sitting over there in the chair in his underwear, and he's looked over, yeah, and he's like, well, gosh, I thought we were going to be romantic, but there she is with her hair up on top of her head, you know, and she's shoving that, you know, popcorn or whatever in her face as fast as she can get it. She's not in the mood, you know, and so we just assume.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Are you loving it? Or just, you know, but they actually have a romantic side too.
Yeah. Steve's a lot more mm-hmm. romantic than I am. He leaves little cards and things, and I feel really bad because I don't do those things. But I cook dinner. I think I do things in other ways, maybe. But yeah, I think that we often discount men as being romantic when they really truly are in their own way. I believe that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And they have their own stories, too, you know, especially when you're looking at the third quarter. They've, you know, some of them have been married, you know, a couple of times, or they've been married, you know, like us. They've been married for years and years and years, especially with the same person. And so you're going to have to get creative. But I'll tell you about two or three of the little tips right off the bat that anybody can take this and run with it and, you know, hopefully have a great night tonight. Okay. But one of them, my favorite, and this I learned a long time ago, and nobody told me, I just kind of stumbled upon this, I think, when I was coaching somebody years ago. But to me, there are two words that you can say to your partner that is this way, way more sexy and goes a lot further than I love you or anything else. And those two words are thank you.
Oh.
We stop saying thank you. And when we stop saying thank you, we are taking that other person for granted. And that is a bad place to be when you just start assuming that they're going to always be there. They're going to always do their job. And so one thing, when he leaves in the morning for work, you know, I'll not only say, you know, have a good day, you know, I love you, but I'll always tell him thank you. And he'll like, thank you for what? He says every day, he knows I'm thinking, thank you for going to work. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for paying the bills.
I like
thank
that.
You for coming home.
Yeah.
You know,
I
don't
like
ever take it for granted. Good. The other thing that is so vital, and this is sounds, well, I'm just going to throw it out there, but the first person you've got to be in love with is yourself.
Yeah.
And you've got to start dating and courting yourself, no matter what stage of the game you are with your partner, especially like you said, when you just get tired and you get kind of lazy about it, you know, and all of a sudden you're going to turn up the heat, you know, with him. And he's like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? I was just fixing to turn over the other side, you know, just, and I, but if you'll start giving that attention to yourself and taking care of yourself, not for their sake only, but for yours. You know, my husband is not one that's big on flowers unless it's like, you know, an anniversary or a birthday. And so that's okay. I just go out and about by myself flowers if I want flowers sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's not for spite. I'm not trying to give him a message. I'm just doing it because on occasion I like flowers. Now I don't like them all the time.
I would say that and it's not just being in love with yourself, but it's being romantic with yourself too.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. And that was the thing I was going to say is that I'll even encourage people to, you know, take yourself on a date, go and it's like, take yourself out for coffee. Don't invite anybody else to treat yourself the way that you would like to be treated, whether it's dinner or going. A lot of people don't like to go out by themselves, you know, but there is something to be said. If you can't spend time, if you don't like to spend time with yourself, then why should anybody else enjoy it?
Yeah.
So you go get to know you. And then when you are feeling that self and filling yourself up with those romantic feelings, then your partner is going to just kind of process through that as well. You know, it goes back to that kind of a law of attraction thing. If you're giving yourself the love and the romance and the respect that you desire, it's going to come to you from other sources as well. And then I want to touch on this too, because you had kind of hinted about this is, you know, so some people they're in a relationship that they really should have left a long time ago. And for, you know, whatever reasons. And then they're like, you know, but do I want to stay? Is the grass greener on the other side? Da, 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 da. And somebody asked me that recently. They said, you know, is the grass really, you know, greener? And the first thing that came to mind when they asked me that is, sure it is, but you got to take off those glasses. You got to take off those emerald glasses. Remember the emerald glasses in Wizard of Oz when they went to the Emerald City? It was in the store and they gave them all these green glasses so that everything looked green. Well, when you take the green glasses off, they still, everybody's grass is done. Everything is the same, you know, bland color. And so you're going to, it's going to look at it because it's what it feels, that feeling it's given you.
Yeah.
When you've got someone else that's giving you attention, someone else who's saying the right things and someone else who's, you know, treating you a certain way, you get this giddy feeling and it feels really good, you know? So remember the ways that you can do it. Now, if, you know, if that's something that's the risk or where the direction that you want to go, you know, there's some ways to do that. And it's not a judgment call by any means, but that feeling, just like you used to have that feeling with your current partner.
I think we forget that because of the minutia of just all day stuff.
Yeah. And remember that everything we do is because of a feeling that we get from it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important to romanticize yourself and to date yourself, because you want to experience those feelings. Think about, it doesn't hurt anything to think about the first time you met them, the first time that you and Steve met, you know, and the things that he used to say to each other and how excited you would get when you talked to each other on the phone or when you texted or whatever was going on, you know, whatever it was that, that we did, remembering, oh my gosh, that's feeling. But sometimes we'll go, yeah, I felt like that, but I hadn't felt like that in a while. It's been a long, long time. Well, because guess who changed?
Yeah.
It's really quick for us to blame them, but we changed just as much.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. I like what you said about, you know, how you felt the new relationship energy, I think they call it. But one that we didn't do this last time because we were up at the lake. But one of the things that Steve and I do almost every meetiversary since we're not married is we go to the place where we had our first meet at the Mud Lounge and sit in the same table that we sat at.
Yes.
So, you know, that's sort of something that we do that's his idea, because I think he's much more romantic than I am, but that's actually his idea. And then when we were at the lake on our little getaway this past week, he said, you know, our anniversary is coming up. We should grab a bottle of champagne. I didn't even think about it, you know?
Yes.
So he's the romantic of the two of us. And then another thing too. So I think, you know, you just have to think of those, like, I like what you said, you know, think of those things that can bring back that feeling of that new relationship energy. And one of the things we do is we go and we create our first meet. The second thing I've told myself is that after two marriages and two divorces, Steve's my third relationship, I will never be unhappy in a relationship again. So that has given me the impetus to work a little harder at some of these things that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool.
That's worth
it. Cool. Good. Yeah, that's awesome. And I appreciate you sharing that. And again, at this stage in our life, I think that's the attitude. I've talked to a lot of women who have that same. So they're not trying. They don't want to get into a relationship because they don't want to go through the hassle, you know, sometimes. And I totally understand that and respect that. And that's fine. But they're still coming to me saying, so how do I meet somebody just in case? Just in case I, you know, what should I do? You know? And so there's still something in us, you know, that thinks about, well, gosh, you know, I am getting older and, you know, am I going to have to be by myself or, you know, whatever. So I think, yeah, we make all these different non-negotiables and different rules, things that we set up for ourselves. And I think we've earned that right too, you know, especially when you're in your third relationship, in my second relationship. And, you know, said from the get-go, okay, look, here's, after doing this for so long, here's some things that I'm okay with and here's some things that I'm not okay with, you know, and work it out, which reminds me,
Well, no, it's like, you know, I think as we get older, too, because I know when we're in our 20s and 30s, we're just this real romantic that this is my end all be all love and, you know, whatever. And they're supposed to complete me or whatever we used to say back in the day. And I think in our age, we understand that that's not realistic anymore, that that's just not.
Yes.
So we're letting go of those notions of what our partner's really supposed to be for us. And bringing that back to ourselves, like you said, go on your date with yourself, be romantic with yourself. We have just as big a part to play in this relationship as our partner does.
Absolutely. And yes, we're totally different now than we were in our 20s. You know, when we were looking for love for totally different reasons.
Yeah.
But it's funny because there's still a lot of the stuff that we still have to work through. But I think, again, I think we've earned that right. And I don't mean that us as women. I'm just saying that us as people, you know, when you've walked the road and what we all have a different reason why we want to be in a relationship, and we have different reasons why we want to our relationships to be different, you know, when you shouldn't have, if you have been fortunate enough or been whatever to be married, like 30 years, your 30 year marriage should not look like your first 10 years of marriage, right?
Right.
And yet some people are still, you know, they're coming at this place. And I remember, I don't know if you had this thought too, but I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I can't imagine being married to this person for another 20 years. Are you kidding me? Oh, just like, but now, now with this person,
I see people have been married for 50 years and I'm like, oh Lord. I mean, good for them. Part of me is like, that's fantastic because you've got all these different person, you've got these kids, you know, you've just got this life. And sometimes I envy that because I don't have that. And then other times I'm like, oh Lord, I can't imagine living with someone for 60 years. I know it's awful.
Thank you.
It's awful, but nope. It's just
I'm the same way. And I truly believe that there are some people that are married that long because they don't want to go through the hassle of trying to get to know somebody else, you know, or trying to train somebody else the way that they need to. And it works for them, you know, or they make it work anyway. So that's cool.
That's what's important. Yeah. Whatever works.
Yeah, exactly. You do exactly. You. Yeah. Yeah. You do you. And so that's what I'm trying to do. My goal with Unstuck Your Love Life is trying to help women to figure out, okay, what is it that you want? You know, if you want to bring someone else into your life, if you want someone, if some people just want someone to hang out with, you know, it's like, I don't want to get into a long committed relationship. Can I just get a friendship with somebody, you know, or, you know, something that's going, and yes, absolutely. It can be whatever you want it to be. And there are people out there and that can help. I mean, that, you know, that are willing, they are looking for the same thing is what I'm trying to say. And there have been so many myths put out about, you know, the online space and, you know, there's a lot of, it's not myth, a lot of it is crazy. Did you do the online thing?
Oh Lord. Yes.
Okay.
I wish I had kept a journal back in those days when I met my second husband, because I went on some really crazy dates. And then I met Steve online as well.
Okay. So. Okay. Gotcha. If I had kept a journal, though, I mean, yeah, it would have to have been destroyed at some point. I mean, because it got really wild. But yes, there were some good stories that I remember just enough. And you sound like, hopefully, that you had the same attitude that I did, that first of all, you have to be relaxed about it. You cannot go in it, you know, all tense and, okay, oh, I've got to marry, I've got to meet the right one. I've got to meet, you know, what if this is not the right person? You know, you're going to have to go through a lot of wrong people to find the right person. But if that's your attitude, you're going to be so disappointed, you know, and if you just go, you know what? It is what it is, you know, and people say, well, I don't want to play games. Well, you're right. But this one is a game. Okay. And you just, the point of the game is to stay alive. You know, that's all you got to do. And learn to just let stuff, you know, roll off your back. And one of the rules that I had for my dating game was if I got finished with a date and it didn't go well, I had to get back online that night. I wouldn't even give myself time to go back to go to sleep. Now, it doesn't mean that I necessarily met up with somebody or anything like that. I didn't even have to necessarily chat with anybody, but I had to go back to my profile and I had to scan through it and find some comments that were encouraging, you know, and just, you know, put, like I said, put myself back out there, because if I didn't, I was going to lay in bed and feel sorry for myself and think about, oh, I should have said this, or I should have done that. And why did I, you know, why did he look at me this way? Why didn't he, blah, blah, you know, whatever. And you can't, you just go, all right, that's done. Next. So.
And that's one of the good points you really make about the online dating. And back when I did it the first time, it was still a little taboo. People were like, why don't you just go to meet guys the old fashioned way in a bar? Like, well, well, I don't know, Mom. And then friends would try to hook me up, and that was a disaster. But I think I agree with you totally. It's one of the things that you've got to do if you're out online or dating at this age is don't have these expectations that every guy that you meet online is going to be, you know, husband material or whatever. I mean, it's good to have standards. Like, you know, you want to, you know, if you've got certain things, like you don't want them to smoke, or you want them to, you know, take showers or whatever. If you go into the day thinking, you know, this is the one, then you're going to be really disappointed. So lower your expectations, gals, in terms of the date. It's just a date. Have fun.
Exactly. Have fun. That is my number one rule, is you got to have fun. Even if you know right off the bat that, okay, this is not going well, I've got tips and ways of how you can still have a good time and still have fun. So that it's not, you know, a wasted evening. Gosh, you were talking about the, you know, having standards and stuff. I remember twice I changed things up on purpose. So when I first got on there, I realized that I only had gone out with men who had jobs like in the churches that were in the ministry. And I thought, you know what? I need to broaden my horizons. Good grief. So I started looking for different interesting occupations.
Yeah.
And that's what I was looking for, you know, just because I was like, I'm not looking to marry a professional fisherman, but how fun is that to go out and meet one? So I did. Yeah. And because that's what his profile came up, and dairy farmers, stuff, this thing. I was like, I don't know if I'd ever marry these people, but
don't marry dairy farmers. I'm married to one.
But things like that, you know, and just being able to liven up and have a good time. But if you take it too seriously, it's going to be just one disappointment after another.
Yeah.
Just relax. It's just life. Like I said, it's just a date. Good grief.
Where can people find you? You have a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, I do. I have a Facebook page and a group. So if you go to my page, Unsuck Your Love Life, and then from there, you can join my private Facebook group, which is also Unsuck Your Love Life. And then my 90-day program, coaching program, is the one that's, if I have it all together, why does my love life suck?
So the next thing is I'm going to make this video. We'll put it on YouTube and we can share it out and have other people see all these great tips that you have and learn about your service. But before we go, and you know the drill, Leanne, because you were on my podcast, is what one thing, one action can the ladies take who are looking to unsuck their love life?
Yes, to unsuck the love. I forgot the drill. I would have been better prepared. But I would say, this is easy. This is easy. This week, I want you to write a love letter on stationery, preferably, in handwriting with a pen, and address it to yourself. So no typing, no computers. I want you to handwrite a love letter to yourself, and you can say all the things. And here are three words that I would like for you to try to put in there that we don't use very often. But as women, we really want to be desired, cherished, and adored.
Yeah.
And those really all mean the same thing, basically.
Yeah.
But yet they just take love a little bit further, and we all want them, but we never ask for it.
Yeah.
Find a way.
Exactly. And I think I want to take away from your final thought here, but I think it just triggered something in me when I thought about the relationship I came out of with my second husband, who was emotionally abusive, is that when I went into another relationship, that was one of my non-negotiables. I will be cherished.
Yes.
Love that.
And you know how you can guarantee that? The way to guarantee that you will be cherished is when you know it comes from yourself.
Yeah.
And when it comes from yourself, and if somebody is lacking a little bit in that area, you won't even notice, because you already have that feeling and you know that you are cherished and you are adored.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, this has been fun. I really like this. So we'll have to do this again sometime. But Unsuck Your Love Life. You're everyone who's watching this live and watching the replay, you are tasked with handwriting a love letter to yourself. That's your take action tip. All right, friends. This has been fun. And Leanne, thank you so much. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for hanging in there.
Thank you for your patience, girl. So,
chicks are nuts. They're nuts.
Like, Leanne, no, there? Then they went.
Hello, oh, Leanne.
Those are those old ladies again. Are trying to get on Facebook Live. Look at them, aren't they hilarious?
I'm like, Leanne, are you there? Hello. All right, my friend. I shall talk to you later. Have a great night.
Sounds good. You too. Bye.
Just a quick reminder before I let you go. Check out our Facebook group, Women Over 50 Alive Redesign. There are over 600 other fabulous women in that group just like you. I'll place the link to the group into the show notes.